Welcome to the Kanakuk Institute podcast, where we continue to equip leaders with biblical skills for a lifetime of ministry.
And welcome back into the Kanakuk Institute podcast studios. So good to be with you guys, Keith Chancey and Chad Hampshire, as always. We are continuing, Keith, today in a series on spiritual gifts. If you're just tuning in for the first time, would love for you to go back and listen. But we kind of started by laying a groundwork for what spiritual gifts are. And then, Keith, we've spent the last several weeks talking about shepherding and all kinds of stuff. Today, we're going to talk about a really important gift to the body that probably isn't talked about enough, would you say?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, Chad, you're so right. You know, because today we're going to talk about the gift of mercy. Man, when I think about that, I go, wow, what an interesting gift. And one in which I really desire more of this in my own life. Mm. You know, but as I watch the life of Christ, I just see how merciful that he was with everyone that he came in contact with when he saw the woman at the well, when he saw the blind man, when he saw people in need. He always seemed to have time to stop, get on their level, and minister to them.
Mm. Yeah, you think my mind immediately goes, Keith, to the Sermon on the Mount. You know, blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. And then, like you said, you see this character quality so clearly in the life of Christ. Mm-hmm. So let's start just by kind of trying to give us a definition. When we think about mercy, what is mercy, and maybe how does it distinguish itself from the other gifts?
Well, you know, when I think about this, and as I've done studies on this, I find that mercies, you know, what merciful spirit people do is they have a God-given ability to sense a person's spirit, that they understand that they recognize feelings better than other people. They understand the minds and the hearts of the people that they're talking to. They're able to go to a deeper level than probably we even ever think.
Mm.
So I'm thankful for those that have it because they tend to ask me the right questions that allow me to draw out from a well that I really didn't know I needed to pour out from.
That's good. So like from a practical standpoint, it's really like the spiritual, the Holy Spirit inside of them prompting them. Let's say today your face looks a little bit long.
Right.
Right. You're having an off day or whatever. And you're saying that person, because of the Spirit in them, really can almost sense that, or the Spirit's prompting them to recognize hurt or pain, or am I saying that right?
Yeah, within their internal giftedness, what they do is they reach out to people who are suffering.
Mm.
They understand that. They will immediately say, hey, Chad, this morning I noticed as you came in, there was something going on. Would you like to talk about that?
Mm.
And by the way they say it, and the way they approach you, you just start crying. I mean, it's an amazing thing. You're going, oh, I needed to tell you this. And you're going, I can't believe, how did they do that?
Yeah.
Well, they're naturally gifted at being able to reach into the soul of an individual.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have, Keith, do you have a favorite, you know, story of Jesus's ministry? And there's so many, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, but do you have one or two that come to the surface for you that you go, man, I just, it like lights your soul on fire thinking about how Jesus handled a moment where he showed that mercy that led to compassion.
You know, Chad, I really enjoyed that question because one of my favorite stories in the Bible is Jesus and the woman at the well.
Mm.
Because what I noticed about him is that, one, he was there at the noonday. He knew where she was probably going to come, and he knew that the only people that would come out in the heat of the day of Israel would be people that were going through a difficult time. And so this woman that comes to him has a bad past. She approaches Jesus and he asks her, woman, will you give me a drink? Which, by the way, was a very Jewish bad thing to do to a Samaritan.
Very snafu.
You know? Yeah. And so he, just by the sheer ability to ask her, would you give me a drink, was breaking every Jewish code that you could break.
Yeah. Samaritan, woman, middle of the day, all those things. Yeah.
And guess what? He didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because all of Jesus' teaching in the New Testament, when you watch them, what you see is that he is more concerned of the heart than he was to the external.
Mm.
And what we often do is we're more concerned about the external than we are the internal. And so what Jesus does throughout his whole time with this woman is he shows her great mercy. He knows she's a woman that doesn't just have one husband, but has four husbands, five husbands, and the one that she has now is not really her husband at all.
Yeah.
And the way he does that is masterful, because with a mercy spirit, we're not trying to be right. We're trying to draw people to the Savior. We're trying to give them an opportunity to repent, to be reconciled, and to walk in. One thing that we all want is to walk in peace.
That's good. That's really good. That's a really fun example. The one that immediately comes to my mind, and there's so many, there's so many that come to mind, but is probably one of our favorite paintings in Israel. But the story of Jesus, he's going to heal. I can't remember exactly, centurion's son or something. And on the way, he's in a crowded street, and a woman who had been struggling with blood for 14 years reaches out and touches the tassel. And for me, you think about how busy you are in your day. So many things. Here's Jesus, crowded street. Everybody wants to be with him. And this woman reaches and touches just his robe, which he probably didn't even really feel. Like, we wouldn't feel somebody grab our coat. And he stops and he's like, somebody touched me. And the disciples, just like us, are like, it's a crowded street. Why is that a big deal? But the mercy inside of him immediately recognized, like, wait, something is happening here. And his mercy moves to compassion, and he stops and he's like, who touched me? And not in a condemning way, but in a, somebody in faith is reaching out. And I don't know about you, but I have such an appreciation for people with the gift of mercy, especially for those of us that are quick to to bring truth, or, you know, whatever it might be. When somebody has that heart of mercy, Keith, and especially when you have a day and you're like, man, I just need somebody to listen to me right now. It is like a blessing from God. It's almost like the hands of Christ coming.
Absolutely.
Don't have to give names, but has there been somebody in your life that that immediately comes to your mind for the gift of mercy?
You know, Chad, that's a great question, because when you personally apply this to your life, you do start thinking about who has been that type of person
totally.
In my life.
Maybe more than other gifts.
Yeah, because you'll know that person has come in your life because they minister in a way that most people don't.
In a time of deep pain.
Absolutely. These people are attracted to people in distress. They move towards people who are suffering. They don't take sin lightly. They tend to embrace humility. Now, just taking those four qualities, what don't you like about that person?
And I'm really thankful to be married to that person.
And so I'll never forget, Karen and I were in Denton, and we're going through a very difficult time. We'd had two miscarriages, and Karen, you know, we're going, Lord, please, we want to have many kids. We'd love to have a whole quiver full. And I was always caught up in that passage, you know, that talks about, you know, a man whose quiver is full out of Psalm 127. And I'm going, man, that's what I want. I want six kids plus whatever, God, you give to me. And yet here now we go, we have two that are in heaven. And now Karen's pregnant and she's in her, and we're asking the question, God, will you please bless us with someone? Will you please give us a child? And I'll never forget, now Karen gets pregnant for the third time, and the baby is born premature. And as all these things are happening, the doctor's saying, this baby's going to be born, this baby's going to possibly die in your arms, this is going to be a very traumatic thing. This couple, out of nowhere, from our church, appears. I'm going to tell you something. They weren't driving a nice car. They weren't dressed the way that you would think that you would think people should dress, in the sense of they dazzled you. They were very, very, very caring, walked in, sat down, put their hands on us, and said, could we pray for you? Chad, I'm going to tell you something. I wept like a baby. I didn't even know these people before then. But when you ask that question, the first people that come to my mind is those people.
Isn't that great? I mean, that's amazing.
Oh,
30 years ago?
35 years ago.
35 years ago, yeah. And we talk about this gift, and they immediately come to your mind.
So what a gift.
Yeah. And what a footprint.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I asked you about other spiritual gifts, you might not as quickly identify somebody from 35 years ago, but here somebody ministered at the exact moment.
But those type of people, though, that was the first time I really ever knew that I was encountering a person with the gift of mercy.
Yeah, yeah, and you'll never
forget.
From
that moment on, I began to look for that type of person.
Yeah, totally.
Do you know what I'm saying? And what my world was full of was people with more exhortation, more administration, and more all these what we call the more valuable gifts, when in more of a reality, this person had the greatest gift.
Yeah, and such a massive ministry.
It is a massive ministry. And it's the people that I seek out. Because, you know, a mercy person, they're going to bring you to the point of crying. They're going to help you with an emotion. Mm. You're going to feel safe with them to share your pain, your hurt, those feelings. And so, you know, as we move forward from this point, what I want to really stress for you out there in the audience, to ask God to give these people to you. Mm. Because, you know, so much of us, we live our day and we want everybody to hear us say, it's an all good day. The problem is, that's a facade, and most of our all good days aren't really that good. There's probably things going on, but unless someone asks you, hey, Chad, how are you really doing? And you feel like you had the time and the safety and the space, you're not going to share with me what's really going on. But that mercy person absolutely has the ability to come in and stop, get you to a point of rest, and then share.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. Really good. Okay, let's close by doing this. Keith, I want you to give an encouragement to our mercy folks. Mm. And then I'm going to give a word of warning for that gift to just be careful about. And then we'll finish our time.
Well, you know, those people that are rescue, you know, those people that are merciful spirits, they're actually rescuers. Mm. They're always coming to people. They're going to help people because they are going to try to rescue people, and they're going to at times not be able to rescue, and it's going to be a downer for them. Mm. And so the people with this gift, if you've got this gift, if you are that type of person that you're constantly going to people and really trying to minister, do me a favor. Be careful. Mm-hmm. Guard your heart, because people are sinners and a lot of them are busy. And you, as a rescuer, ask God to give you the right person with the right time that can stop and hear you. And that you find your day filled with maybe not a lot, but if there's just one that you rescue, you know, help to rescue, that's going to be a good thing, because you have this gift that embraces with humility. You don't take sin lightly. You take feelings deeply. And so now you're going to get hurt deeper because you feel more.
Yeah, you're carrying it.
Absolutely. And you're also, you're going to be the type of person that you're going to weep a lot.
Yeah.
Because that's how God made you.
Yeah.
But I ask God this of my daily life. God, help me to be more emotional.
Yeah.
Help me. You know, when I see Jesus with Lazarus, it says Jesus wept when Lazarus died. I want to weep more, Chad. Mm. I want to learn how to be happy with those who are happy, but I want to learn how to weep with those that weep. I don't know how to do that real well sometimes. Mm. And so I expose myself today to say that's not something I'm strong at, but I want to be better at. So I have to ask God, God help me.
Yeah. And thank you to the people that have mercy, mm-hmm. that are teaching us.
And don't quit.
Yeah, because you're modeling for us that maybe aren't as good. And mm-hmm. even when they invite us in to have those conversations, mm-hmm. they're actually showing us how to do
that's
it. My just caution, and you touched on it, these people love to rescue.
Yeah.
You can rescue. You're not the savior.
That's right.
There's a difference. And being married to a woman that definitely has the gift of mm-hmm. mercy, I always just have to remind her and the people with this gift is you can feel what people are feeling, carry what people you're carrying, but remember, don't carry things that mm-hmm. you were never intended to carry. Jesus is going to mm-hmm. carry those things.
Yes.
You feel, you love, you walk alongside, but at the end of the day, at some point, you got to wash your hands and go, I'm going to trust the Lord with this person mm-hmm. and let him take care of their needs, because I can't rescue every mm-hmm. need. And that's a hard tension for that gift in particular.
It's a great advice for all of us that no person on this planet is the Savior.
Yeah.
But yet, with your gift, you will definitely be embraced a little bit more when you come in the presence of someone who's hurting. And you have a merciful spirit person there, you're going to go, man, I'm attracted to the gifts within that person. But ultimately know that that person is connected to Jesus. And they're exercising out of their gift to love you, but fall in love with Jesus and not you.
That's good. We'll close with that. Perfect way to close. Y'all, thank you for being a part of this. It's so fun just to be reminded of the gifts of the body and how God has uniquely made each of us for His glory and ultimately for the edification of the body. And so, Mercy folks, thanks for exercising your gift. Thanks for being willing to listen when folks are hurting. Keep using your gift. We need you in the body. Thanks again for joining us here at the Institute Podcast. We'll catch you next time as we continue to talk about spiritual gifts.